Gemara in Dalam and Aleph. The Gemara was discussing a pasuk in Iyov, which the Gemara used to say it was the final destination of Nahar Dinur, the river of fire. Based on the pasuk in Iyov, it says, "Asher kumtu v'lo yeis," they were cut off without having time. Nahar yutzak yisedom, the river is poured out by their foundation. So it's referring to the generations which were kumtu, they were cut off. The generations which were not created, in order to hasten the process of giving the Torah. Originally, the pasuk says, "Dovet tivol le'alof." The Hashem was going to give His command after 1,000 generations. The Hashem gave it after 26. And 974 generations were cut off, but they were put into each generation. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchok, the third line from the top in Yud Aleph and Aleph. Asher kumtu levracha hu d'ksiv. The pasuk of Asher kumtu, which we're referring to before, is referring to kumtu that they were cut off, not because they were reshoyin, because there's an element of bracha involved. What does that mean? El tamid chachamim shemakamtin atzma maldi b'taru. These are the tamid chachamim which limit themselves, and they don't take advantage of el mazeh as much as theoretically they could, because they're busy trying to learn Torah, and they limit their partaking of this world. And the end of that is, the Kodesh Baruch Hu Magal Lehem Soid Olam Habah, Hashem will reveal His tremendous secrets to them in Olam Habah. Shemar Nahar Yutzak Yisodom. Somewhere with Arshad the Pasuk Yisodom, a Loshon of Soid, of secret. So the river being the source of Bracha in Olam Habah, will pour out for them these secrets. Rashi. Vishtami Oifev, is it Rashi already? No.
I think we did that one, yeah.
So there, not only was it in the time of Yechezkel, it was ready about to be destroyed, but the time of Daniel was talking about this pasuk of Elif Alofim. So Bereshim's heavenly host was limited. Kaviyochol Afkavit Svar Shchina Huskak Dunler Merkach. Lashon Kaviyochol, we say not only visibly a Kodesh Baruch Hu, as if it's usually used, the phrase of Kaviyochol, if we'd be able to say such a thing about a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we can't talk about Kodesh Baruch Hu's having certain physical attributes. You know, He does this, He does that. Kaviyochol, we'd be able to. This is how we would say it. So even.
As if he had.
So Kibiyachal would be used, the phrase Kibiyachal is used when you want to introduce an idea which you're trying to attribute some element of a human attribute to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and we're very careful that we don't want to say Kodesh Baruch Hu actually has such attributes. But you say, if we'd be able to say such a thing, this is how we would say it. It's more a presentation issue. So we talk about, because we don't have a real understanding of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, we say is. We would use this as a way of saying it. So it says, even visibly the heavenly host, we use such a language. We're saying that the human beings, when they lose their heavenly host, they can lose their sway and their power, and they have less servants. So we could talk about that Bereshit will lose his servants, such a language of that because of the Korban HaBayis, he lost some of his servants. That's one answer. The Mark is a different answer. That Abba Yosef ben Dusoy, that Elif Alovim, who Mishra shall call Gadud Gadud, each one of the sections of the Bereshit's hosts have this many in them. But the actual amount of gedurim is limitless. And the hardy nur, the elef alaf which are being mishamish, the high chronami gabi din hardy nur exceed. This pasuk is referring to the river of fire, and it's talking about the malachim which take care of that river. Where does it go? Al asher kumtu al tavtav kufay and dalit on the 974. There is Shevim and Olam cut a Matan Torah, but the Rishonim did not present before Matan Torah and took them away. Well, I brought on, can you tell them to come on, like we will quote in a price in a moment. When Nostam and Begehenim, he put those generations in Gehenim. Well, Leim Neufel, that's where the Hardiner ends. Shevim and Behen, when the Har Yutzak Yisodom, Behen and the Hardiner, Shemoytsek Aleim. It's referring to the river which pours the generations which were cut off. They had no; they were not given any time. They weren't given the chance to live. The river pours onto them. Come to the Hiboros, Israel, the Hiboros, Loshen, Takdemeni, Load Hoya. I'm not sure what that pasuk means, so that's helpful to me. Okay. The original one they were supposed to be, the U.S. Kadamat and the Performat and Torah, the Kayim Ashenemar, the Dorit Sibor, the left door, the Russian would present his Torah, give the command after 1,000 generations. Real Hoysa Torah, he knows in the safe Elif door, Torah would be given after 1,000 generations. Kishiro, Shein Oilam, Miskayim, Bele Torah. Omar, the Bereshim decided, the Tordon, he took them away. It was 26 generations. And 974 were not created. But even so, they were placed here and there, and they're the Mechutzofim of the generations. Okay. Back in the Gemara, Amalei Shmuel, Luchia Bar Rav, and Bar Arya. Ta Emelcha, Milsa, I want to tell you something. Come, I want to tell you something. Mehani Mila Mayosa, the Haba Omer Avuch, from the wonderful things that your father said. What did he say? He said the following. Kalyama Vayerman, Ivroyam, Malachi Ashoris, Min Hardiner. Each day there are new Malachim which are created from the Hardiner, from this river of fire. Ba'amri Shira, and these Malachim say Shira, Obotli, and then they become, they've served their purpose, and their existence ends. Shenemar Chadashim Labakarim, Rabba Munasecho. Each morning there are new ones which increase the praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emuna. This is not like Rishul Bar Nachmani. The Rishul Bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, called Dibra, but Dibra Shiyatsim, and Pekadosh Baruch Hu, Nivri Mimenu Malach Echad. Each Dibra of Kadosh Baruch Hu creates a Malach. Shenemar Vidar Hashem Shemaim Nasu, Ruach Piv Kol Tzvaam. The Malachim are created from the Dibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not from the river. Now how did we know that he was saying exclusively one way or the other? That I'm not sure. Okay. New thoughts. Morris is going to present a question. Because of Echad Omer continuing in the Mara, the vision that Daniel had. So we saw by Kadosh Baruch Hu that Levushe Kisel Chiver, he was dressed in this white, snowy white cloak, and the Besar, his hair, was Sareshe, is Ka'amar Noka, like pure wool, clean wool, literally. So it was white. Okay, see the pasuk in the Shir HaShirim, Kibbutz HaSof Tal Talim, the Ma'ar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was that his locks were, he had these curly locks, Shkaris Ko'irev, black like the raven. So that's, is it wider, are they white or are they black? Versus Lokasha, Kan be Yeshiva, Kan be Mulcham. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu was presenting himself in the state of din, of sitting, so Bereshim is presented as the Zokain with the white hair, and goes out to war, he's presented as the young man with the tremendous power of youth. The proper person to be sitting, making the decisions, etc., is the Zokain. The one who's going out to war is the young man.
So, yeshiva here, what is yeshiva? I mean, is that like a place of counsel, of ruling? And
I think it means not of ruling so much of this, making the idea of making judgment. But it could mean that. It could also mean the Shiva, the sitting place of counsel. Either one with the needs an elder, needs a person with the wisdom of years to understand. Kasev Echad again is another stira there in the post, going back to the psukim in Yecheskel. No, I'm sorry, the psukim in Daniel. Says one pasuk says that Karsiye Shrivon Shrivin Dinur, his throne has these sparks or rays of fire. Because of Echad Emer Ad the Karsavon, till he comes to the thrones plural, Remiv Vatik Yemen Yosef. That it was placed on the thrones, and the Atik Yemen, the ancient one, is sitting there. So the Gemara says Loi Kasha. Says it one or is it two? How many thrones are there? So Echad Loi, one is for Kadosh Baruch Hu. Echad the David was one referring to the throne. Mashos and the David means Melech Mashiach. Ketanya Echad Loi Ketanya. There's a brayso which says this pshat. Echad Loi Vechad LeDavid Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Amar Rabbi Yosi Aglili Akiva Ad Mosei Ata Oisa Shchino Chol. How could you refer to Kadosh Baruch Hu? In a certain way, you're lessening the covenant of Kadosh Baruch Hu, making it Chol, making it Chulin, saying one for him, one for David, the Mishri David. But rather, the pasuk does not mean that. Rosham has two places of seats where he throws himself. One is the one where he sits in judgment, and that's one throne. And one when he's for Tztaka. The Rosham says the din was when he was sitting in judgment. The Mara over there is referring to the Rosham was sitting in judgment of the nations, the Umas Arlam. And the Rosham was judging Klai Yisrael favorably, so there was special relationship for Klai Yisrael, so there was the din. He was sitting in judgment of the Umas Arlan, that's the din, and he was judging Kaisel especially favorably, that's the judgment of Tztaka. We always talk about that we don't say the Yigum HaMinishal Rachamim, and we say it before Rosh Hashanah, we say it during Tzitzit Mitzvah, we say it Yom Kippur, we don't say it on Rosh Hashanah itself, because because they all say that Kadosh Baruch Hu is Yeshua Kisei Din. And those Yigum HaMinishal Rachamim are always, we always introduce it with the paragraph of Kel Melech Yeshua Kisei Rachamim. There's a Kisei of Rachamim, there's a Kisei of Din. When do we change from the Kisei Din to Kisei Rachamim? Through the Tkiyas of Klai Yisrael. When Klai Yisrael blows the shofar, Kadosh Baruch Hu accepts the Tkiyas of Klai Yisrael and gets up the Medrash says from the Kisei Din, moves over to the Kisei Rachamim. And that's why Tkiyas shofar is a tremendously important part of the process of the din, because that's what saves Klai Yisrael from the din. So there's two kiseis. Furthermore, Kasha Kiblimine or Kiblimine, did Rabbi Kiva accept Rabbi Yosef Lili's pshat or not? Toshma. He apparently he did, because Echel the Dinim Echel Tzedakah. Then Rabbi Kiva later on at some point in time said what the Pshat is: one's for Din, one is for Tzedakah. The Rabbi Kiva, Amalei Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, Akiva, Malacha Eitzel Hagada. What are you doing? Spending your time dealing with Hagada? It's not your strength. Klach Medar Bersecha. Take your thoughts, your statements. Eitzel Negoyim Olus to the hardest topics of Halacha. Negoyim and Olus. That's where you're supposed to be. And Hagada is not your strength. The Pshat and the Pasuk is very simple. There was two seats. One was large and one was small. One is for the kisei, for the Bereshim to place himself, and one is kisei leishav alav. And shraf is l'hadarim raglov. That would be the footstool. Shemar hashemayim kisei v'aretz hadarim ragloi. So the Bereshim is ikir kayach is in the shemayim, and it reaches down to this world. This world is the place where Kadosh Baruch Hu is carried. Kisei is like the Nina Merkava that the Bereshim is carried. Bereshim is ikir, main presence is on the kisei, is in shemayim, but it extends all the way down to this world, and that's what it's referring to. Okay. Tirashi. Rabba Munasecha, the end of the second line. Rabba Tiloscha Alehem. Through these Chadoshim Lepakorim, the Bereshim's praise will be increased. Karsiye, Masha Kisei Echad is Masha 1. Karsavan Remiv, Shnei Kisos, Hutalu, there was two seats placed. Niskanul, they should like to sit on them. So we said to Rekiva, Rishagul, he said, making the Shkin of Chol, Hoshiv, Adam, Betzida, to put a human being next to Kadosh Baruch Hu is a lowering of the covet of the Shkin. Krachman, the Versecha, Chadal, Mi, the Recha, Achadigi, Eitzon, Lagayim, Olas, hold back your words till you get to where Lagayim, Olas, Shein Halacha Zamukas, which are difficult topics. That's where you should be discussing things. Okay, now the next piece of Gemara is really referring back to a Gemara before, and you give them an Aleph. It said that we only teach the Merkava to a person who has Chemisha Devorim. The Chemisha Devorim are Sar Chemisha, and Saiponim, Vyoyitz, Bechachim, Charashim, Venobin Lachash. Those are the five things that a person has to have to be able to be fit to receive the taught Ma'aser Merkava, Sisrei Torah. That's based on the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Now, the Pasuk in Yeshaya really was, and the more he's going to go back now and discuss that those five things in the full context of the Pasuk. The Pasuk actually lists many more things that Klal Yisrael in their Averas will. It was a nevuah that he had that Klal Yisrael will lose all of these milas which existed once upon a time, and Klal Yisrael is no longer deserving of having these people as their leaders who have all of these things. Rather, going to end up with people who do not have all those things to be their leaders, and then that obviously would be catastrophic for Klal Yisrael. So amongst those points that Yeshaya mentions are these five things, which the more before are the ones which we take out specifically in regards to Sisrei Torah. What are the psukim of Yeshaya? Kosar of Dimi Omer, Rabbi, when he came from Eretz Yisrael to Babel, he said the following point: Shmara Asrei Klolos Kilo Yeshaya's Yisrael. Yeshaya said 18 points about the punishment which Klai Yisrael will receive. Literally a curse. Rashi says it means a nevuah that he had about Klai Yisrael, how they'll be punished. When his kara daita, and he only felt he finally got the message across, when he finally said the following pasuk. What's the pasuk that he said? Which so the pasuk says that this nation will come one against the other. Year havu hanar bazokain, a nikla banichbot. The nar, the one who doesn't have wisdom, will have the chutzpah to and be misgoya, will boast himself and present himself over the zokain, the Nikla, the one who is the light person, the person of not a weightiness of significance, will be misgar over the Nikhba, the one with true weight and true gravity. So Shmona Esrei Klolus Ma'ininu, what are these 18 things that Klal Yisrael is going to be deprived of? The morale actually says the word Klolo means it becomes the word Kal. It's made light of, it's not significant. But it's also referred to, the fact is that the opposite of Klolo is Bracha. Bracha is presented in the word Beirach, Beis Reish Chav. All of the letters are doubles. Two, Beis is the gematria of Beis is 2, gematria of Reish is 200, gematria of Chav is 20. Because bracha is the idea of increasing something. It's supposed to be just individual, it's the idea of increasing. So it's also presented in twos. And the word Orer and the word Klola both start with an Aleph or with a Kuf, which represent one. Because it's limited, nothing, it's not able to produce anymore and become greater. Pasuk says the Tziv ki hineha Adon Hashem Tzavokos Meser mi Yerushalayim mi Yehuda. The Pasuk says that the Kadosh Baruch Hu will remove, and this is the Pasuk, these are the Pesukim immediately prior to the Pasuk of Yerhavu Hanar Bezokein. So the Pesukim immediately before that start with the following: hineha Adon Hashem Tzavokos Meser mi Yerushalayim mi Yehuda. And we're going to bring the whole pasuk. We're going to darshan the whole pasuk. We're actually going to remove from Klai some mashen or mashen or any type of support, lashon mishan, the support, call mishan lechem, call mishan mayim, a support of bread or water, giber mishan mocham, a shefet v'novi v'kaisem, one who can make wonders, mizokin, sarcham mishim, and the saiponim, those that people would defer to, v'yayitz v'chacham, a man of counsel, a man of wisdom, charashim. That we'll see what that means. But Novan Lacha, she understands quiet. Instead, Narim Sarihem, instead of having all these people removed, what you're going to have. The Nar, a person who's. The word Nar is a person who's been emptied out. You've been Nar, something you pour out. He's been emptied out of any wisdom. There's no intelligence. Sarihem. You feel like it's being this Mekuyim and our the leaders of the in Israel, okay? The Tavolim Yim Shulubom, and the Tavolim will be the ones who have dominion over them. One shadow says like a shual, a shu. Tavolim is like this means the little wolf, the little foxes. Will be the leaders. Okay. Now, what's the pasuk mean?
I don't understand the kosem. I mean, we have. We look at that in this week's parsha.
Well, the Morrison's darshan, all of them. So, Murray goes through all of them. Okay. So, what is mashen elo bali mikra? That the people will be having that knowledge, a true knowledge of mikra, of written Torah. It's referred to as Mashen, that's the support of Klal Yisrael. Masheno, Elu Bali Mishnah. So compared to the Mikra, it's like feminine in the sense it's subservient to the Mikra. But those are the support of everything which we have is based on Mikra and Mishnah. Regarding who is that, for example? Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema ben Chaverov. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema ben Chaverov, that they had a tremendous knowledge of Mishnah. Versus speak about Rapapa of Rabbanan. There's an argument between Rapapa and Rabbanan. How advanced was their knowledge of Mishnah? Chalamar Shesh Meus Sidrei Mishnah. Chalamar Sheva Meus Sidrei Mishnah. We have six. They had such a deep knowledge of Mishnah. They had hundreds. They had 600 or 700 different Sidrei Mishnah sections of Mishnah that they were familiar with. Call Mishan Lechem, Elo Bali Talmud.
I don't understand what happened to these.
So, the knowledge was limited and we lost it. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was able to, in his Kayach of being the Messiah of the Mishnayos, be meramis to all of those mishnayos, so that the points which are there were some way were tucked into the mishnayos that we have. I tell them before Shema. Kol mishalechem support the bread. Elo bali Talmud. Those who understand Talmud is they take in the mishnayos and understanding the stiras and get how to explain them, etc. Shema lechulach mo belachmi v'shesu beyein masochti. The Rosh says, go out and lachmu belachmi. You should absorb the bread of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's referring to the process of the arguing in Torah. Call Mishan Mayim, Elo Bali Agoda. That's referring to the Bali Agoda. People understand Agadato, Shemush and Liba Shav Adam, Kimayim, Agoda. They use the Kayak of Agoda to draw people close. Giber, that's referring to a person Zeb Al Shmois, a person who has tremendous Mesara of halachas that he received from his Rebbeim. He knows them. Vish Mochama says Shidea Lisa Vlitim in Mochamta Shal Torah is a person who's familiar with the ability to discuss the points of Torah intelligently. Shaifet Zedayan Shadon Denemes Lamita is a Dayan which will judge the judgment truly to its truth. We spoke about the Dev Emes Lamita when, you know, truth is 100%. 99% truth is not true. So what's Emes Lamita? It's really true. If it's not really true, it's not true. So you have a dayan which he knows halacha, he comes to the case, and he judges it according to the halacha as best as he can, and he gets, according to the straight letter of the law, he's right. But if a person would have a true depth of perception or understanding, he says there's something funny over here. We have to look for another avenue. So you can't say what he did was wrong, it was correct according to the books. So it was emes, but it wasn't emes lamita because he didn't get that another layer that the dayan was able to don emes lamita. He's able to find this another layer of perception. Something's funny over here. I told you the mice of the Vilna Goyim that time, and this Gemara, right? The two Edom. There was a mice in Vilna that there was. They wanted to get one of the leaders, so they hired the. They were upset at him for whatever he had given, you know, judgment against them for taxes, whatever it was. So they decided they're going to hire, some people decided they're going to hire these false witnesses against this, one of the leaders of the Kehillah, to testify in the Bezin against him, X and Y. Whatever. So they came, and actually what they testified actually was not against him, it was against his son, that his son had done some action with the woman, etc., which was very, obviously very embarrassing for him. He wouldn't be able to maintain his position, etc. The Dayanim said something's funny over here, but they couldn't do anything about it. They couldn't budge the Aiden from their testimony. They couldn't do it. So they finally said they could ask the Goyim to come to the din. The Goyim did not usually wasn't part of the Bezin. So process of Bezin is you take one aid, you listen to him, you ask him all your questions, take a second aid, you listen to him, ask all the questions, and eventually, you know, you see if it fits. So he comes, listens to the first aid. All of his points, ask the questions. Second eight, all the points. It says the Edom Shakron. How do you know? Says the language of the Mishnah is that you listen to Edom one, listen to Edom two. V'nimsum mechuban. If it turns out they're saying mechuban, they're saying the same points, the same thing. What's also v'nimsum mechuban? He says if two people decide saw something, each one says in his own words. People are different. If they rehearse it before in the story, they come with the exact same words. So I listened to the Edus, the words were exactly the same. Every single word was rehearsed. That's Edushek. That's so you capped in the mission of the word Venimsum with the one means that I don't want it to be exactly the same. But after the word should be exact, there should be some words which are different because that's how that naturally how it comes. But the Goyim capped that there's another point over here. That's Emes Lamita. The Edim, the Bezin is listen to the Edim, everything fit. So you say, well, what's wrong? The Edus was Edus, but the Bezin said there's something funny. That's Emes Lamita. There's something we need to check more, but they didn't know where to go. So there was the Yonim which judge Emes Lamita. We don't have them anymore. Navi is Kamashmo. Kaisim is Zem Melech. The Kaisim is referring to the king. How is it referred to the king? Shemember Pasik. Kesem al sifse melech b'mishpat lo yimal piv, is a pasuk in Mishlei, that the king is able to do things above and beyond the normal track that anybody else is able to do, because that's the power of the king. So in that sense, it's like a kesem. A kesem was a wonder maker who would do these, you know, witchcraft. That's normally how it's used. But a king has that element. Zalkin Zesher Roy Yeshiva is a person who's roy to be the one who sits to be the teacher of the Rashi says for counsel. No, it's referring to obviously the ones which, you know, the kosher kings. Yeah, Sar Chamishim. I'll tell you Sar Chamishim. El Sar Chumashim. Zeh Yishidei Lisibulitin B'Chamisha Chum Sheitara. Okay, so he has a knowledge of the Chamisha Chum Sheitara. I'm not sure how it's different than the Bali Mikra, but apparently it's different. Davar Acher Sar Chamishim. Kid Rabbi Avo, Sar Chamishim is referring to somebody like Rabbi Avo. Domer Rabbi Avo, Mikan Shem Amidim, Meturgamon Alatibur Pachas Mechamishim Shana. That the person who's going to be the one who's going to teach the generation has to be at least 50 years old. So that's the Sar Chamishim it's referring to. Nusayponim, what's Nusayponim mean? Nusuponim is one that we defer to him. We're Nusayponim, which means we sort of favor him. What's that referring to? Zeshen Lezen Ponim Ladaroi Bavuroi. The Bershom will judge the generation favorably due to this person. Lamalo up in Shemayim. You're going to Rebbe Chanina Ben Doisa. Chanina Ben Doisa, Chazal say that in his schus, the whole generation receives its sustenance. In the schus of Rebbe Chanina Ben Doisa. Lamato, and the Zinyan of Nisoy Parim Lamato, and Rabbi Vo, Bei Kesar, Rabbi Vo was so respected by the Caesars that they would judge Kleisel, they would deal with Kleisel favorably because of the respect of Rabbi Vo. So those are going to be removed from Kleisel. Yoyetz, Shidela Abra Shonim, Eitz says that he's able to understand how to set the calendar. L'Kvei Chadoshim, to add intercalate the extra months, the extra days. The Chacham is a Talmud Hamachim as Rabbi Yisov. It's a Talmud which asks such good questions that his Rebbeim become more intelligent because of the Talmud. Charashim, what's that referring to? B'shosha Peseach B'divrei Torah Kol Nasim Kecharashim. When they open their mouth to teach, say Torah, everybody, it's so overwhelming what they're saying that everybody just shuts their mouth and listens. They become mute. They have nothing to say vis-a-vis these people. He has the ability to understand the fine points which are being hinted to. So he generates one point from something else. Lachash zesheroy limser loy divrei Torah shenitam b'lachash. The divrei Torah which are given b'lachash, the sister of Torah, he's right to get them. So that's what Klai Yisrael is going to be lacking. And but the pasuk continues, when it starts in Na'arim Sorihem, instead Na'arim will become their leaders. My Na'ar, when it starts in Na'arim Sorihem, Amar Belozer, Ela B'nei Adam, Shen Menurim Min HaMitzvos. That they're emptied out from any mitzvahs. Somebody told me a line yesterday that the Kalmar Magid, you know, when there was the Hanhaga, when somebody was nifter, a lot of times, you know, they would take some of his more precious items and they would sell it. So you know, when some of the rebbes were nifter, the rebbe's tefillin, you know, especially in the beginning, like by the chassidim, it wasn't the process wasn't hereditary. The Rebbe would be the Rebbe, and he would nifter, they would choose the most worthy amongst the Talmidim to become the next Rebbe. So the Rebbe's tefillin would go to one Talmud, and this, you know, so the Kalman Magid says, when Herzl died, he says, I'm willing to give 1,000,000 rubles for Herzl's tefillin. Herzl doesn't have tefillin. That's exactly the point. That was our leader. Our leader is a person of Menur Menemitzin. great leader of Israel is the man who doesn't have any mitzvah. Okay, then the pasuk continues. It says, "V'talulim yimshelu bom." Amar Rav, give us over here. Amar Rav. So the gears over here is Aho Bar Yaakov, Tali ben Etali. They're the Shualim, the sons of Shualim, which means the, you know, we talk about the Ri is the head, and the Shul is like the, you know, the has-beens, you know. So he was a has-been, the son of a has-been. But, and after all that, well, Niskar Daitim, Ad Shomer Lehem, then Pasuk finishes off, but Yirvu Hanar Bezokin, and with all of their, the, okay, so you don't know, but if you'll defer to the people who have knowledge, that's good. But no, they're going to say, oh, what do these rabbis know? What do they understand? We know better. The Nar, the one who's Elo b'nei Adam Shemnurim in the mitzvahs, Yirvu b'mishma mula b'mitzvahs karima. The people full of mitzvahs are going, the people who don't have anything are going to say, we're the better leaders of Christ. So they, the old rabbis, never got it, so we're going to finally save the Jews by teaching them our whatever. B'nikla b'nikbod, what does that mean? B'nikla b'nikbod? That they're going to have a chut, they're going to have a feel boasting about themselves over the nichbud. Yav and Misha Chamurais Daima Lov Kikalais. Person which the most stringent of Eris, he deals with the same way as the most light of Eris. And he is the year of Misha Kalas Daima Lov Kikamuris. A person who is so careful that even the lightest of Eris he deals with tremendous stringency. You look at the psukim, if I can tell you, you look at the leader, you look at these psukim and just, you see it. Amarav Katina, Philip Bashat Kishlana Shal Yerushalayim, even in the when Yerushalayim has slipped, it's no longer, its leadership is not there, it's on the way to be destroyed. Still, the Poskim Mehem Bali Amona. The Bali Amona are still there. The people which are trustworthy are still there. We had this Gemara in Shabbos. Shemar Pasuk says, "Can you suppose Ish Brachiv Beis Aviv and Simla?" And they say, "Lecha Katzin Tiyalanu Amashelo Zos Tachas Yedach." That we want to give you the leadership. So, what does that mean? Devarim shebnei adam iskasim kisimlo, that which people wear as a cloak of respect, you have those things. Yeshen tachos yedecho, hamachshela zoyis tachos yedecho, mai hamachshela zoyis, which means devarim shebnei adam omnim alem elim kein nichshel behem, things which you. Wisdom comes through experience, making mistakes. You have all of that, and therefore we're asking you to be our leader. Katzin Tiyalanu, be the leader. Katzin is the leader, and he answers back. He will swear that day to say, "Lo eya chayvish, v'beisi ein lechem ein simlo, lo sisimuni katzin." So he swears that I'm not going to be the katzin for you. I'm not. They're offering him the leadership, and he can take the leadership. He says, "I can't because I'm not as knowledgeable as you think I am." So I wasn't chayvish. I didn't hide myself out in Beis Hamedrash. And the more is going to explain. I don't have lechem. I don't have the words of Torah that you think I have. So he's being honest. You see the honesti of these people. That's the Bali Amonu. They were trustworthy. So now, you're not going to be seen Om, the leader of the nation. So he swears. What does he say? Means I. Beis Medrash. I wasn't one of the people who hid himself in Beis Medrash and sat there and pounded the books for all the years. I'm not one of those people. But Beis Ein Lechem Ein Simla. I don't have lechem. I don't have simla. I don't have bread. I don't have clothing. Shem Yadav La Mikra La Mishna La Gemara. Chav Garnished. Okay. So there he's Bali Amana. Mor says no. Maybe but Dilma, he's not such a trustworthy guy. He doesn't mind taking advantage, but he realizes it's a bad move. So tomorrow they're going to ask me a question. I wonder what the answer is. So is that worth it? Dilma Shani Hossam, the Amarlo Gemirnov, he says, I know something. Amarle, Amalon, teach us. Mor says, no. How about the Maimar Gomer Vashachach? He'd always say, I learned it, but I forgot. That's always the good line. You know? Yeah, that sounds familiar. I remember that from somewhere. Right. But it means, so what's the language of lo'ayah? Means lo'ayah chavish klal. Not lo'ayah, which is language of in the future, means I wasn't there. I'm not going to be there. I'm not committed to that type of learning. Amy, is it true that Yishlam never lost to Bali Amana, really? Bali Amana ended, and that's why Yishlam was destroyed. Go and see and check out in amongst the streets. Person, if I can find those who are doing the right thing, they do mishpat, they seek the emuna of being honest and trustworthy, and I'll be moichel them. Well, Marsha wasn't moichel. That means he couldn't find anybody like that. You tell me there were Bali Amon. The Mor says, like Kasha, Haba di Ritura, Haba Maso Matan. The Ritura Havu. When it comes to the honesty of the words, whether they were fit to be teachers and leaders, that they were honest about. Came to business transactions, Moses is Moses, and business is business. Zakh Rash. Kilal Yeshayas Yisrael, the top of the fourth line, and the line, Kilal Yeshayas Yisrael, Klamari, Nisnabe Alem Yudhas Pronius. He said in Nebuah, it wasn't his own personal klala, said that Klaus is going to receive all these pranias. Yerevu is Yisgal, they're going to be boasting over the Zake. Shesh Meir Sidrei Mishnah, Hoya B'Meim. Yerevu and Tehmeh had 600 Sidrei Mishnah. Lechem Ela Bele Hashash, Sheyesh Litzmach Al Harosim, Kismichas Lechem. They refer to Misha Lechem because they're reliable, like bread is the source, staff of life. So that's the people who know the Balei Shas. Balei Shmuz, Shesham Halachas, Psukas, Mirabaisa, Vishkuras, Piv. He has a trend in Masar of halachic issues. Rabbi Leshav Yeshiva means Litul Memeno Eitza, Bechaldavar, the Bar Chachma, he can give counsel. Kiravo, Lahamid, Lafana, Maturgamon, Lidresh, Barabin. He says that you want to point to a Maturgamon, he has to be 50 years old. Lamalos, Impana, Bavura, Lidaroi. They will favor the generation because of him. Shakol, Nizadim, Eschusai. That the generation will be supported because of the schools of this tzaddik. The whole world is supported because of Chanina Bini. Lamato, that they deal with them favorably. They give cover to Klai Yisrael b'shviloi because of that person. Gagoyin Rabbi Vosh, Yochai Choshe b'beis HaMelech, Kaminim b'mehetz v'shenhedrin, D'havi Nafki HaMosad, the Bekeis HaLapay, when he become, all of the maid servants would come out and sing his praises. And say his praises. Like they say. Shroi Limsaloi, Gan Abad, the Avbezin v'libay doig b'kirboi. And this person is very careful with his first knowledge, that's the person which we give sisei Torah to. Tali Yeshualim is foxes. Kitov is ish be'achiv. Kosovoy meganin is denigrating them. They don't know what to say. They said, "Please come." Shnei adam nechboyim shal yishlo lehem lefishem mekiyim behem. They sort of hide themselves with this cloak. Don't talk to me. I don't know. You have those things. You're knowledgeable. Okay, nichshol b'hem k'she talmud nichshol b'shmosim. He makes a mistake. Parmishan shniya. And I said, leiv lamal b'shmosim. He gets it right. It's harder to get it right, so he gets it right eventually. And that's you have all those things. He says, lo eya eini ragol liyos. I'm not normally in base matters. I don't learn. Moreh says, dilma hai nami la mishum de anshe emana hai. Not because they were honest. El dihava amar gemirna. We'd say, I knew tara. Have amar lei emalon teach. V'loy have yodi. They wouldn't know to teach. So that's, you know, to be Zoya. So, says.